Good to see you. And it's my honor and pleasure to introduce a longtime friend and a confidant in the battle of cancer in the state of Arizona, Ms. Barbara Cavanaugh. Barbara is the founder and CEO of the Arizona Myeloma Network. And Barbara will be talking today about an upcoming event that her organization is holding. And she's going to talk today about free cancer caregivers education program, which will happen on December the 3rd. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Fred. It looks like a harem on this radio station right now.
Yeah.
Fred is surrounded with one, two, three, four beautiful women. I'm including myself because it's
right.
Not TV.
Barbara,
thank heaven.
This is not by accident. By design.
Yeah. I was laughing earlier because Lori introduced herself as the Hispanic Murphy, and I'm Barbara Cavanaugh, so I'm the Jewish. Cavanaugh, Jewish-Irish.
Shirish.
So,
and I'm Fred Taylor, the black guy.
And Lois Owens, the Norwegian princess.
What about you, Susan?
Well, I've got the Chardulo Italian thing, but it's by marriage.
Yeah.
So same kind of. Cavanaugh, but right. You know what?
So we're all mixed up in here.
But I think that's really the bottom line, and it goes to what Fred just said, which is that's the beauty of this country, is that we're all many things. And we all have many viewpoints, and as we all say, the important thing is God bless America.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me as the spouse, partner, caregiver for my husband, who is a 25-year cancer survivor, that cancer caregiving is really, as I have learned over these years, is a very challenging and multi-dimensional role. It was really one of those things because, as many of you know who also have a loved one who has cancer, it's not something you're trained to do that, for the most part, when you've married someone or you have a partner, or if you have, friends or family members, when someone gets a diagnosis of cancer in your life, that changes your life and so many others, as well as the patients. And I really started out, trying to understand more about the cancer my husband has, which is multiple myeloma, which is a bone marrow cancer, one of the three blood cancers. And we'll hear more about that. I know that I'm trying to regard the time, but bone marrow cancer is very similar, myeloma is similar to leukemia and lymphoma, but many people pronounce it myelinoma, and it's not melanoma, which is skin cancer. And I was, I knew that it was cancer, but I really didn't understand very much about it. And 25 years ago, there wasn't the internet, and there wasn't as accessible information. When my husband was diagnosed, it was a month before we got married, mm-hmm. and we really didn't know whether we'd have, months or years. And in a way, as I've said to many people, probably it was just as well. I couldn't go on the internet and find out. At that time, mm-hmm. the statistics said that for myeloma, you might have 1 to 3 years. And so I'm very happy and awed that my husband, is not only alive, but he's really a very healthy survivor. Mm-hmm. And that's something I recommend to everyone, is no matter what the cancer, no matter what the diagnosis that, and Fred knows because, many people who live with, a chronic disease or something as, frightening as cancer, is that having a good attitude, having the right doctor, and being able to, get the kind of rest and care and attention you need can make all the difference. And I have learned a lot and decided that it was important to share mm-hmm. not just my experience, but the experience of many other. I think statistically, right here in Arizona, I have the statistics, 32,510 new cancer cases in Arizona. And for every 100,000 men and women in Arizona, 1 in 3 will be diagnosed with cancer. And this affects thousands of family members, friends, and employers. Mm-hmm. And that's just in our state. So when people say 1 in 3, I say no, it's 3 in 3, or I would say 4 in 4, because your whole family mm-hmm. is involved mm-hmm. in the battle. That's really why we do our cancer caregiver program. I started doing it informally actually moved to Arizona and started AZMN in 2004, so it's been 12 years. We are 501c3 and started doing myeloma conferences. And what I found is that not so many patients asked questions, but their family member did. And they say, well, doctor, you know, when he doesn't, you know, feel well, and I get really anxious and I don't really know what I should be doing. And so I started putting together a workshop at our conferences. So I've been doing this for 12 years. And then after a couple of years, I started doing presentations in the community. I would just say I want to talk about what it is to be the one who is, in a way, the co-patient. So now we're doing formal programs. They're all free and open to all cancers, professional caregivers, as well as families and friends and employers. And it's Saturday, December 3rd, right here in Scottsdale, which is at the Embassy Suites on Scottsdale Road. And as I said, it's free, open to all, and you can register online, and we'll be talking about that, I'm sure.
Well, let me say this, Barbara, because you and Jack have redefined the role of the caregiver. There was a little information known about multiple myeloma, but there was not a lot of information on the role of the caregiver and the problems that are associated with being a caregiver, because there are serious consequences for being a caregiver unless you know what you're doing. And we found out statistics show that in many cases the caregiver will pass away before the patient will. Mm-hmm. And I have to commend you and Jack both, because Jack played a pivotal role in what you guys are doing. You know, this was a partnership born in heaven, you know. And I commend both of you for the excellent work that you do, because you could have just done what you did with Jack and not in turn reach out and touch other folks, and right. That's what's so meaningful about what you guys are doing.
Yeah, Barbara, I have a question.
Sure.
What are some of the challenges that cancer caregivers face when they're caring for somebody with cancer? What are some of the challenges they face?
I think one of the most important ones is that we don't always know what is the best thing to do for our loved one. Sometimes we overdo, we overcare, we hover. And other times, I think what happens is we feel so responsible that no matter what else we may have going on in our life, I mean, I was in a position to be able to not be working. I had been, you know, when we got married, it was our second marriage. I had a very busy my own business. I had raised two children, you know, and I still had one in college. So I had, you know, a lot of things going on in my own life. But when we got married and I realized that, he was going to be needed treatment and chemotherapy, I had no idea of what that would mean in terms of his ability to work. And it really became my full-time job, trying to make sure that I made the appointments, that I made sure he took his medication. What I found out was that with myeloma and with most cancers, your immune system is affected, which means he had to be so careful about cleanliness of, you know, where we went out to eat, where we went. Not only that, to make sure that I found a dentist who would give him an antibiotic. There are many kind of very basic caregiving tests, or I would say not direct medical, but making sure you understand what the medical procedures are, making sure that the kinds of, you know, follow-up is taken care of. I made all his appointments. He was one of these very unusual people. When he went on chemotherapy, he didn't lose his hair. And he was able to go to work. He felt a little nauseous, but he would take his pills. It was in pill form 25 years ago. And he would take it all week. He'd feel nauseous and tired, but he went to work anyway because that's who he is. Plus, someone had to be making a living. You know? And I think that's the other thing. There are practical concerns as
Barbara,
well as...
We'll be back after the
certainly.
Break.
Certainly.
Okay. And we're back with Family Health Talk, and Barbara Cavanaugh from the Multiple Myeloma Network is with us today, and we're discussing free caregivers education program coming up on December the 3rd. Barbara, before we get back into the discussion, would you give some contact information out how folks can get in touch with you and apply for register for the
Absolutely. I'm very happy to do that. You can register online at www.azmn.info/care. So it's www.azmn.info/care. And if you aren't someone who, like me, is crazy about registering online, you can also call our office, 623-466-6246, and a real human will answer. And if she's not there or admin isn't in, then it will be recorded and someone will be back with you within, you know, hours or immediately. So you can register online at www.azmn.info/care, or you can call 623-466-6246. And our general...
Barbara, I think we have a caller on the line.
Oh, wonderful.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
What's
your name?
Yes, sir. My name is Mark Redman.
Mark, thanks for calling.
Sure.
What's your question?
One question was on the respite side and resources, and two, our company actually partnered with Barbara's a while back, providing, you know, being one of the resource partners, and I just wanted to say such a great job that Barbara and her team does, and seeing the impact on a local level as well as some of the people that are, you know, going through that, all the challenges and family members with cancer. So thank you, Barbara, to your team, and just wanted to touch on, you know, what for respite care store for the family members that are going through those challenges.
I think that's a really great question. Thank you, Mark. Mark has become a partner with us in terms of his commitment, and Comfort Care is the organization he is with, in helping us with just some of the things we were just talking about. You know, what about the caregiver? And I think, unfortunately, the statistic that Fred just gave of the fact that very unfortunately caregivers often are the ones who are who die or become ill, and I think that really is one of the areas that, you know, I wanted to involve a group like yours, because one of the things I had to learn is I couldn't do it all, and I couldn't do it by myself. And what we find, though, when there is a diagnosis of cancer, and I know you've experienced this, Mark, is that the family or the spouse or partner feels that she or he have to take care of everything. They have to do the nursing. They have to do the shopping. They have to take care of the house. They have to go to work very often. And often they're raising a family. And to be able to have an organization that can bring in a caring professional who can help them, who can also be there so that they can. I remember the first, frankly, the first couple of years, I didn't even want to get on a plane and go visit my family, you know, because I didn't want to be away from him in case he needed me. And it wasn't him telling me I needed to do that, but it was me. And I have probably been to over 1,000 doctor's visits, which is a blessing, but I will not ever schedule anything when his doctor's appointment is. By the way, he's now been in remission for 8 years, but he was probably one of the very lucky ones that, thanks to the new science and clinical trials and really more expertise, not just in multiple myeloma, but in most cancers, the new drugs that came along were there, and he happily responded. But by the way, one of the main things, and you know, I think again, this is what Mark and others, we have a number of wonderful resources. We work with INSYS, a company that has a pain management, a therapeutic, and I want to also mention Midwestern University medical students have gotten involved and want to be trained to understand the patient and the caregiver. So it's these people who come together and become part of the team that are really helping the patient and the caregiver, not just survive, but to really have a higher quality of life. So again, thank you, Mark, and we're inviting everybody to come and learn about not just your resources, but we'll also have resources from some of the local cancer groups, and as well as from an insurance person who gives free assessment and helps you with any kind of health insurance issues. So we want you to come on December 3rd and meet Mark and some wonderful people, and also obviously our caregivers.
Hey, Mark, Fred Taylor, let me give you my phone number, 602-547-3806. That's 547-3806. Give me a call, and I'd like to talk about what you guys are doing, what your organization is doing. Perhaps we can get you on the air sometime.
Oh, great. That would be wonderful. I appreciate the offer.
Okay.
Thank you.
All righty. Anything else with we have about 5 minutes.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that some of the other things that we were talking about, I think that a healthy caregiver and someone who has learned and some of the skills and some of the practical tips that we give people, such as how do you communicate with the doctor, how do you share with your family that you need help with your loved one. We've been working with a family now, I call them the England family, which is their name, but they're four sons and a husband taking care of the wife mother, Pat. And she actually, at a myeloma conference, took me aside and said, they're driving me crazy. I have four men who are competing to help me, and what happens is I'm having to referee. And so what I realized is very often I needed to teach people how to share the roles, how to decide who can provide what for that person. And, you know, again, some of the time it's out of guilt we overdo. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things I learned is that I am no angel. I get angry and impatient with my loved one because, after all, you know what I mean, lady. He is a man. Talk about communication. So, but learning how to cope with...
You can't have any more of that on the
show. Poor Fred, he is so outnumbered. But what is really wonderful...
Keep your mouth shut on that one, Fred.
But I had to learn, and other caregivers have to learn, you know, what our strengths and weaknesses are, but also accept our own needs as well. And my husband is usually the one that reminds me that I'm supposed to be going to the gym instead of lying on the couch after a day's work. And by the way, I do work pretty much full time at this charity. The only thing it is really is a nonprofit in every sense of the word. But it is very rewarding. But also, we've developed a curriculum, and we are going to be producing more programs. We're looking for sponsors. We're looking for companies and organizations that would like us to provide their employees, their families, and the community with mm-hmm. this free service. Because, again, it takes staff. It takes a lot of good people working together so that we can reach out to more of the cancer caregivers in Arizona. People walk away after our session, for example, on Saturday, December 3rd, from 8:30 to 11:30, including breakfast. It is being sponsored, and we are very grateful to the Embassy Suites by Hilton on North Scottsdale Road. And as I said, call us if you need more information at 626-466-6246, or you can go online and just for our general website is www.azmyeloma.org. And I know Fred has information. He can always get that to you as well. And we really appreciate the opportunity to reach out to so many wonderful unsung heroes, men and women, children, also our caregivers, mm-hmm. and also, as we know, the parents who are caregivers, to help you and to be there for you. And we're calling this How to Deal with Holiday Stress, because we know holidays are joyous, but they can also be very difficult and painful.
Right. Exactly. Right. Well, Barbara, you keep up the good work, and you know you're welcome here anytime.
Thank you so much.
We look forward to running into you over at Trader Joe's very soon.
That's our Fred and I have our own little meeting place over at the free wine tasting. What can I say?
You know, I was interested to hear, with Lori being an oncology nurse previously, what are the things that you heard patients tell you, like, about their families or caregivers?
That they're overwhelmed. And they think that they can do it all. And I tell them, it's okay to ask for help.
Please.
It's okay to ask for help because you got to take care of yourself. And that's, I talk to the caregiver. I don't talk to the patient.
Caregiver. And I think that's what we really want to see more mm-hmm. of. And I really want to invite you to send out, I will send it to you electronically, mm-hmm. Lori, our invitation, because we would love to involve more oncology nurses, social workers, and healthcare workers, mm-hmm. because we need to share together.
Absolutely.
This is not a job we can do on our own.
Absolutely.
And we want the caregiver to be healthy, and we want to help the patient be as successful as he or she can be.
All right, thank you.
God bless.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you,
Barbara. And you folks, hope to see you out on December the 3rd.